You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town. Welcome to Nantwich, our floral market town full of unique independent traders and family businesses welcomes you back. Please observe the carefully planned social distancing procedures in every shop and be mindful and considerate of those around you. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with news, offers and events from our independent traders, the lifeblood of our town. In Nantwich, the small town with the big buzz. So continuing my tour of Nantwich as part of the Nantwich is Open campaign, and on Hospital Street now in the Little Green Paper Shop. It's been here now since about November last year, but actually was further down Hospital Street. And I'm talking to the owner now, Cara, so who's going to tell me all about your background and what's brought you to this fantastic, cute as anything, little shop on Hospital Street.
Thank you. I actually started in press. So for a very long time, I was a press photographer, which was great because I kind of saw things from your side of things, I suppose, a bit, and that we'd go out and interview local shops and so on. Following on from that, I actually was married, and as well as obviously being involved with the wedding photography and things, I did our stationery. And everyone said, you should do both. It combines nicely. I wouldn't actually show any of our customers my wedding stationery anymore because I like to think we've progressed past that a little bit. But yeah, so we started doing wedding stationery, and then I started doing art prints and things as well, and I was just finding there was a lot of demand. So I took the plunge back in 2014 and went out on my own as the little paper shop, working from home originally. And at that point, it was very much doing business branding and design, wedding photography, wedding stationery and art prints, as mentioned. But it was always a dream of mine to open up a stationery shop and kind of pull it all together into this one-stop shop with all things design, all things paper-led, hence the name. So I had the opportunity to move into Regent's Park, actually. So that was my kind of meeting room because the stationery side had been grown and grown and I needed a space to host our couples when they came. Nice coffees, cakes, that kind of thing. And then from there, we finally grew and I went further down Hospital Street and we shared Marie. Mm-hmm. So it was wedding dresses upstairs and our stationery stuff downstairs. And of course, it worked really well for our wedding customers still popping in. But we fast outgrew it, really. We also were hosting workshops by that point. So we do a lot of creative workshops here, normally when we're not in lockdown. We teach the things that we actually sell and produce. So watercolour, calligraphy. I've got demand for Procreate at the moment. So how we actually draw digitally, the designs and illustration work we do. We teach things like smartphone photography. We get outside creatives in as well. And with all that being said, we needed a bit more space and we moved a bit further down. So pre-lockdown, what we were doing was obviously selling our lovely range of gifts and so on. But we were also offering the workshops, which were going down a storm. Probably one of our biggest sellers, I would say, in store. So clearly the lovely people of Nantwich and Cheshire really enjoy learning their new creative bits and bobs. So yeah, that's kind of how I came to where we are now.
So first of all, have I got your name wrong? Did I say Little Green Paper Shop?
It's the Little Paper Shop, yes, but we are green. So that's why I thought you said it. Well, yeah. I mean, I did that deliberately. There's a neon sign in the window and I made sure we painted the lovely brand teal watercolour, teal and green. So I just thought you meant that. Sorry, Liz, why is what I said? So yeah, no, don't worry. The Little Paper Shop, but we are the green shop.
It is green.
Tell me how you've been managing lockdown then. Have you been very creative or have you been working hard for customers and doing stuff online? What have you been up to?
Yeah, we're always creative. That's part of the joy of working in this business. We were lucky, actually. We were already online and we were already starting to really push and drive that. We wanted to give our customers more of an omni-channel, to coin an industry phrase, shopping experience, where they could actually go online on a Sunday evening or at night when they were having the late night scroll that we all do and spend too much on our phones. But then they could actually come into the store and actually pick it up in person, have a look at it. So we were already working towards that. So when lockdown struck, yes, it was a bit scary. I don't think anyone will deny that. Business did drop as everyone kind of started to hibernate. But actually, it was great that we could pivot straight away and just completely move online. So I've not actually been off during lockdown. I've been coming in numerous times a week and packing up orders and so on. The other great thing that we are a design studio as well. So we've actually found we're doing loads more business branding and design. And I think that's largely coming through because people are at home, people aren't working, they're on furlough, and they're finally taking a plunge and setting up those businesses or that little side hustle that they've had. They're now going, no, I want to do this properly. I've seen the joy of being at home and being my own boss. So we're finding actually we're working with loads of startups at the moment. We've had some really exciting design and branding coming out over the last few weeks. So that's been keeping me busy. Sadly, we have found most of our wedding customers have postponed, unfortunately, at this point, as you can imagine. So they've all kind of moved over to 2021 and we've been working with them to do free postponement cards. We just felt it was such an awful thing to happen. I can't imagine how I would have felt back in 2013 if my wedding had got cancelled that short notice. So we just wanted to give a little something back for them. Then we've also been really busy doing our own branding and website, which of course always gets at the bottom of the list when you're a design agency or studio. That's all set to be unveiled in about a week or two, which I'm excited to show you all. So a new kind of more grown-up look for us, but still lots of fun, still lots of creativity coming through, which is important. In terms of how we are now supporting our customers and how they can shop, because we did all that work with the websites and things, we have got lots of options available to you. So you can come and shop in store. Obviously, like all the shops down the street and in the town, we're abiding by social distancing guidelines. So you'll find the sanitizer stations on the way in, etc. Lots of cleaning going on. But actually, you can come and enjoy the experience of shopping with us and feel quite safe doing so. You can also shop online. So you can go onto thelittlepapershop.com, go through to our shop category, and everything we sell in store is now listed online, all the way through to the greeting cards as well, which, trust me, was a mammoth task. We've got about 150 odd in store. You can also choose when you've purchased online to have a delivery straight to your home, or you can choose click and collect at checkout. And what that means is we'll pack it up beautifully for you, lots of tissue wrap, etc. And we'll just text you when it's ready. Really nice, simple system. And you come to the door and we'll give it straight over to you. So it makes it much quicker and easier. You can also do virtual shopping appointments. Book a time online via our website again. We get the notification. We organise a FaceTime with you and I'll actually take you around the store virtually and help you choose the gift or whatever it is that you're looking for a special occasion. So you get a real personal experience, but if you are stuck self-isolating or don't feel comfortable coming out into the town just yet, it's a way that you can kind of work with us as if you were here.
Such a good idea that, and actually Busybods, your neighbours up on Hospital Street are doing that, and Inside Paradise, a few other shops as well. I think it's a fabulous idea.
We're all very flexible, and that's the great thing about being an independent shop owner. I think we don't have to wait. We were talking before, where we don't have to wait for head office to give sign off. We decide to do it, we go for it, we share it on social media, and we tell everyone about it, and we just crack on. So it's been great.
And workshops and things, how are you planning to take those forward?
So obviously we've been liaising with those customers that were booked on originally. Most have been happy to postpone, and I do want to say thank you for that, because of course when you do have that event-led business, it's quite scary if you've got to refund everyone. You've obviously got a bit of a pipeline you work to. So thank you so much for those that have been flexible enough to allow us to do so. We can't run them yet, unfortunately. We're still having to stick to 2 meter distance, which for a class of 10 in our shop doesn't work, and actually they're not allowing events to happen still at the moment. So I don't envisage those happening for a good couple of months yet. So we're keeping in touch with our customers. But what we do want to do, and are working towards launching the next couple of weeks, is a virtual version. So this has been in the pipeline for a while anyway. There's significant demand for things like our smartphone photography, Procreate classes, which actually aren't that feasible unless it's virtual, because people need to have their own laptops or iPads to do it. I'm very used to kind of presenting virtually anyway in my previous careers. And we wanted to kind of set up a way that you can kind of book on these classes and still get the experience we want, because that was part of the fun of work classes. It's not just learning the creativity, not just learning the mechanisms to paint, calligraphy, etc. It's actually the fun and experience of joining together as a group, having a nice glass of fizz, coffee, cake. You know, we wanted to create that. It's how we kind of balance the two out. What we are intending on doing is actually creating some packs. So you would book online. We'll send you out a watercolour pack with everything you need to take part in the class. You'll then be given a schedule of online sessions you can book on for, and we'll grant you access to a private Facebook group as well. So that's the bit that I've been working on, because I wanted to give a little bit extra. It means that you can jump on there, ask questions. So as you learn with us and then go on and practice, you're very free and easy to come on. Cara, I can't figure out how I correct this mistake I made. The ink's bled everywhere. What do I do? That's where we can actually jump on and respond. And we also want to kind of foster that community so you can all get chatting together and show what you've been working on. So that is also coming with the website.
Sounds brilliant. Mm. So much going on.
Yes,
fantastic.
I know. It's very busy.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's really nice to see that you're here and you're open and I think all of our independent traders in Nantwich are very much open for business. And it's great to see that you've been flexible, you've shown great resilience, you've got through this rather challenging stage and then looking forward to the future.
Yes, definitely. And big thank you to everyone for coming out. We've had so many people saying, I've deliberately waited to come and shop with you because I'm supporting our independents. Yeah. So I think we've really seen that local community feeling far more than we have before. So well done, Nantwich.
Absolutely. So let's run through your contact details. Yes. Best way to get you.
The website's the hub of everything. So it's thelittlepapershop.com. You can also call us on 01270 627 389 or drop us an email at hello@thelittlepapershop.com. We're also on all the social channels. So most people tend to like to Instagram message us or drop us a message on Facebook. So all available, whichever one you prefer.
Thank you very much indeed for your time, Carl. It's been lovely to see you.
And you, Liz. Thank you.
The Little Paper Shop are a concept stationery and lifestyle store with open creative studios. As self-confessed paper fans, we carefully source an eclectic range of stationery and design-led goods and gifts that you won't find elsewhere. All available online and in-store. You can find us on 34 Hospital Street, opposite Church Lane Car Park. We're also over on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook and online at thelittlepapershop.com. Come and say hi, we'd love to see you.
You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town.